Eskom board chairperson Jabu Mabuza. Now, indeed, there has been no planned load shedding as the commitment that was made. What has happened is that, as the deputy president himself has said, Eskom has challenges of aged infrastructure, it has challenges of maintenance. And as a result of that, the information that had been given to the president on the 9th of December 2019 would have subsequently changed due to these unplanned breakdowns that we have seen.
In related news now, the Congress of South African Trade Unions, COSATU, has called on President Cyril Ramaphosa to take urgent and decisive action against Public Enterprises Minister Pravin Gordhan for what it terms failures to address problems at Eskom. COSATU spokesperson Sizwe Pamela says Gordhan is also failing to implement Eskom's turnaround strategy. Pamela says they have lost confidence in Gordhan and are worried that members of the Eskom board are clueless on what their responsibilities are. In news from the Western Cape now, the 48-year-old man who pointed out the body of missing 12-year-old Michaela Williams lived nearby and had served time in jail for rape. Williams was last seen at her home in Grassy Park on Tuesday. The killing appears to be premeditated because the timing was too coincidental, the Western Cape Missing Persons Unit's director, Candace van der Reede, told News 24 today. The man was supposed to appear on a murder charge in the Wynberg Magistrates Court today, but will now make his appearance on Monday. Finally, to Niger we go, where at least 25 soldiers have been killed in a suspected jihadist attack on a military camp along the western border with Mali. Niger's army says, while more than 60 militants were also killed when the army, supported by partners, responded with air power, I beg your pardon. Yesterday's attack at a base north of the capital Niamey comes just days before France, which has thousands of troops in the region, hosts West African leaders to assess military operations in the Sahel region. The rand is trading at 14.22 to the US dollar, 18.57 to the British pound, 15.77 to the euro. Gold is trading at $1,548.53 a fine ounce. Your trending stories on Twitter include hashtag RIP, Sibusiso Khatebe, Sishiko, and JHB Weather. Johannesburg is cloudy today with thunderstorms expected later on in the day with a low of 15 and a high of 24. Recapping your top stories this hour, leaders should speak with one voice when dealing with the Eskom crisis, says Tokyo Sekhwale, and Niger Army base attack sees the killing of 25 soldiers. News was supplied by SABC News, News 24, BBC News and the UJFM News.